Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mickey Useups, and this is Wayne Pike Now, a weekly public affairs program about the people, places, and issues that shape our community. And certainly crime and punishment is a major shaper of our community. Joining me today in the studio, I have Mary Keller and Erica Zalek. They're both treatment counselors at the Pike County Correctional Facility out in Blooming Grove Township. And today we're going to talk about the program department that they work in and the things that they do to help offenders recover and to move forward with their lives and kind of get things back together after breaking the law and getting caught. So we'll start with Mary. Mary Keller, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, let's talk about what a treatment counselor does at the Pike County Correctional Facility in a general sense.
In a general sense, we're basically there to help the offenders with their daily needs of program issues, if they're having social issues while getting used to the whole idea of being incarcerated. And then on top of that, now we're helping them more so with their home plans, getting out, finding jobs, places to live.
Because that transition is so important. Having the right support in place during that transition helps to reduce how often or how many of them are coming back again. Recidivism is always a big deal. Once they come in, you know, they're so much more likely to come back. Pike County Correctional Facility has worked really hard on the programming there to try to bring those numbers down as low as they can, but it's getting more difficult.
It is getting more difficult because we're starting to see more and more of them coming back, and it's really the same offense. It's the same issue.
Right, over and over again.
Yeah.
While they're incarcerated, you're hooking them up with perhaps mental health support, education, anything that might help further their chances of staying out once they get out.
Yes, the first of this year, as a matter of fact, we just started issuing the GED tests. Oh. So when they're incarcerated, they can be tutored for as long as they're there, and they can take the test.
Excellent. That's a great opportunity, and there's a lot of those opportunities. Let's talk about the program department. That encompasses a lot of different kinds of things that are available to the offenders who are in correctional facility. Give us an idea of the breadth of some of those programs that they have access to while they're there.
We have so many programs available to them. Just a few of them are like drug and alcohol facilitated programs, anger management, spiritual development, parenting, relationships.
Trying to touch on every sort of level that they might want to explore in their efforts to better themselves and to be able to stay out of jail. That's what this is really all about. It's a lot less expensive if they don't come back.
Oh, it's a lot less expensive. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. They're going to come back out. They're coming back.
Right.
So while they're there, why not teach them coping skills to learn how to deal with issues instead of running to drugs?
And when you're dealing with addiction, a lot of times those things, even if you knew them, have become unlearned, if you will, because you've relied on that substance, whatever it might be, alcohol or heroin or whatever it might be, to sort of settle your nerves or settle out, you know, the troubles in your life. When that's not there, the little troubles become that much more overwhelming. Sure. And learning how to deal with them and having different methods for dealing with them are really important to being able to move forward.
Yeah.
One of the things that's really important, I know, at the Pike County Correctional Facility is community involvement, and that's in the form of volunteers. You guys have a pretty broad base of volunteers. We're going to talk now with Erica Zalek. Tell me a little bit about the role that volunteers play in the program department in presenting all these things for the offenders.
Well, volunteers are extremely important when it comes to our department and helping the offenders. We do wear so many different hats as treatment counselors, as Mary mentioned. The GED test, that takes up a pretty good chunk of time, you know, and making sure that everybody does have things that they need while they're there. Making sure that the transition into being incarcerated also
the transition
goes,
in as well
yeah,
as the transition
yeah,
out.
It's you know, it's a big shock for a lot of people who maybe haven't been through that before. We do spend some time talking with them and making sure that they understand, you know,
the rules
our role, their role, and things like that.
It's one of those things where if you lay out the expectations, sometimes you'd be surprised at how high you can set the bar and people will still strive to make it.
Absolutely. While we're busy for the most part dealing with things like that and making sure that they're having the help that they need, maybe more so on an individual basis, we do facilitate some programs, but there's no way that we could possibly facilitate every program that we feel that they need.
Now, how many inmates are there at the correctional facility?
I'm pretty sure we're packed right now. I'm pretty sure we're at a full house, 372 inmates.
That's a lot of people who need services.
Right.
Let's make sure to be clear that the vast majority of those come from Pike County.
Correct.
There are prisoners who are held for federal agencies, but by and large, they are definitely Pike County residents.
Yes, correct.
Or committed their crimes in Pike County.
Correct.
And that's why helping them out is so important, because they are coming back out of that facility, back into your neighborhood, back into your community. The more we can invest in them, the better chance they're going to have. And that's what you guys are looking for. It's time to get some new volunteers and build up that volunteer base that you've got going on. For one of the things we've been talking about, that's the rise in drug and alcohol addiction cases that you're dealing with. I'm Mickey Useups. This is Wayne Pike Now. My guests this morning are Mary Keller and Erica Zalek, treatment counselors at the Pike County Correctional Facility. We're going to talk now about the newest challenge on the table for everybody, for all of our communities, for our judicial system, for law enforcement, for everybody, especially families, and that's drug and alcohol addiction. Drug addiction absolutely on the rise. We hear about it all across the country, and it's really no different here. So who are we going to start with first? Mary, you're going to start again? All right. Now, you've got some statistics on what Pike County's been dealing with?
Yeah, according to Milford Now, they released this in January of 2015, 50 to 55% of all crimes in Pike County are drug-related to some degree.
Meaning it's either a drug possession, drug sales, or it could be a robbery or theft to get money to buy drugs.
Yes. And then roughly 85% of our county population is incarcerated for those.
And I mean, we were talking about the numbers. That's a large number of people. That's not going to go down, unfortunately, anytime soon, because law enforcement, you know, is trying to be extremely vigilant. Some of these drugs are very dangerous. I know that Pike County District Attorney just recently announced that drug arrests were up, but robbery and theft arrests were down. It's the same thing. It's the same people. They're being arrested for different crimes, but you're still dealing with the addiction once they get to the correctional facility out there in Blooming Grove.
Heroin, it's an epidemic. There's no two ways about it. I mean, they come in and they want help. They do. They don't want to be addicted to this drug. And they understand they have children, they have families. It's heartbreaking to watch. Yes, they committed a crime to get to where they are. Okay, that's their punishment. At that point, this becomes our job to help them. It's not our job to punish them any further.
Right. The now punishment has been meted
that's
out.
That's it. Now it's time to help.
Right. Absolutely. Just recently, Erica, why don't we go to you next? You've just recently added to the counseling staff there at the correctional facility with a certified drug and alcohol counselor. Can you talk a little bit about that and what role that individual will be playing? And then we're gonna talk a little bit more from there.
In January, with the help of Catholic Social Services, we got a new drug and alcohol counselor. His name is Richard Shea. He is certified to work with the offenders for drug and alcohol counseling. And it's also a 90-day recovery program. So, you know, for 90 days, 4 or 5 days a week, he actually comes in and he sits down and he holds group programs and he also does individual counseling. So, you know, with the implementation of that, the offenders actually are having their drug and alcohol, you know, counseling needs being met
directly
with that, in addition to any other needs that maybe we could help with. There are 25 people enrolled in his program right now. He's full. As soon as someone either leaves or for whatever reason.
So he works like a 90-day cycle?
Yeah.
So he starts with a group of, say, 24, 25, works with them through the 90 days, then starts with another group.
Yeah.
So over the course of the year, we're talking about maybe 100 people could go through his program. Excellent.
Right. And even if they finish the program after the 90 days, they're able to continue to go, you know,
and access his services.
Yeah, up until they're released. So, you know, he does 40 hours a week. So it's a full time thing for him. And it really helps us out because that is his sole primary purpose.
And his specialty.
Yes.
Right. I mean, you guys are counseling on all manner of different things, from developing work skills to finding housing. You guys have plenty on your plate.
Yes.
And this is a specialized area when particularly when you're dealing with opioid addiction, because it can be physically dangerous. And now, when did he get started?
In January, I believe it was the second week of January, he came
and
in.
You said there was a partnership there with Catholic Social Services. Are they helping to fund it, or how did that work? They're helping with the funding for the position.
Yes, and also, you know, a lot of people might not know that once offenders are released, a lot of times they have to follow up with Catholic Social Services.
Yeah, that's really great, because since they're involved with the program in the facility, and they're such a part often of that reintegration process, that's great. It gives that continuum.
Right, it closes the gap. But now that he's here, he has the names, he has the caseload, it's kind of easier for them to follow up.
Sure, and he also is able to prioritize who's struggling the most and needs the most attention.
Yes.
That's where that specialization can be really helpful for you guys. One of the things you're looking for, though, are volunteers, because 40 hours a week, that's a lot of time, but that's not a lot of time. And you've got a lot of offenders who really need the help. Let's talk now about what kind of volunteers you're looking for and what they would be able to do.
Right now, we're looking for anyone who has the desire and is willing to help and is interested in consistently donating their time and talent to make a difference in someone's life. And that's basically what
pretty much
is.
If you, whatever you do, they'll find something whatever that you can help them with.
And whatever you need.
I want to stress that. The Pike County Correctional Facility is really dedicated to helping people reintegrate into the community. And the community plays a really vital role in that. And it's something I know that the leadership there at the correctional facility has seen and recognized for a long time.
Yeah.
I read the newsletter all the time, Eric. Who was so excited nobody reads it. But I do. I read it every time it comes across my desk. There's usually some sort of a statement or a letter from a female and a male inmate about the impact of the program and what they've learned in the time that they were incarcerated. They always, always point to the volunteer this or volunteer that who really made them feel like the community cared. And it was their feeling that the community had a stake in his wellness and his getting better and doing better in his life was that motivating factor. And I can't stress that enough and how rewarding that can be if you have the time to dedicate on a consistent basis, like you said, Mary, changing somebody's life. If somebody wants to get involved, it could be something as simple as teaching keyboarding, almost anything that's going to help them.
It can be as simple as if you have a technique for stress and it works for you.
Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Because it may work for even if it's just one person. I can't tell you how many times we've said that. We work with thousands of people every single year. They come in and out, in and out. You can help a handful.
Yeah, every little bit will help.
Every little bit will help.
Programs also help alleviate the stress all around, not just for inmates, for staff members. It's really a win-win situation for everybody because they may be inmates having a bad day and they're on the housing unit. They go to a program and they see a volunteer, took the time out, came here, they're in a great mood, they want to help me out. And then next thing you know, that offender's day has gone from maybe being a bad day to being a great day.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we do encourage them to go and, you know, give things a chance to see how they feel about it, if they like it. And most of the time they do. They give it a shot and say, hey, this is cool. I'm gonna continue to go.
Awesome. So. And I know you guys are very flexible and whatever you can do to help the volunteers be successful in what they're trying to pass on to the offenders. And that's, I think, what's so great and what really makes it work. Today, we've been talking about the Pike County Correctional Facility. I'm joined this morning by Mary Keller and Erica Zalek, both treatment counselors at the Pike County Correctional Facility. The Pike County Correctional Facility is very well known across the state, across the country, for several very high quality programs that have had fantastic results and have been able to really address that recidivism problem that we talked about where people keep coming back. That's getting harder because of the drug and alcohol thing, but that's what this new counselor is hoped to address. But let's talk about, there's three programs. There's Arrow and More and Hope. Now, Arrow and More programs are both for male inmates. These are Pike County inmates. We're sentenced in Pike County. They're the only ones that are eligible for this technically. Is that right?
Well, that would be the Arrow program would be the county inmates.
Okay.
The More program would be more for maybe the federal ICE inmates. Out of county, if you're not eligible for Arrow, which working is a component of the Arrow program, if you're not able to work, you would be eligible for the More program.
Okay.
And the Hope program is for the female inmates.
And let's talk about what these programs are designed to do. It's been around for a while now. How long have they been doing? The Arrow program started?
I want to say 10 years, maybe a little bit more than that. Yeah.
How long are the programs?
They're all 90 days in length. They do have a rigorous schedule. They have programs every single day, multiple times a day, in addition to the drug and alcohol program that they're also enrolled in.
In between segments, we were talking, and the judge, Judge Gregory Chelik, has recognized the value of running those two programs together and is actually sentencing some of the inmates to the Arrow program, which is really a self-awareness, self-development program, and then the drug and alcohol program, which focuses directly on the addiction side. I imagine you guys are going to see some pretty incredible results. I know how valuable and how important these other programs have been. Let's talk a little about Arrow, though, and what that entails. You said there's a work component.
They work within the facility. They work in the facility kitchen. You know, they get up early in the morning. They're working all day. They're out. They're in the drug and alcohol program. They're out by, you know, one, maybe a little bit after one. They go right into that program. And then the rest of the night, they have programs going on as well. Everything from life skills to spiritual development, which we do have a lot of spiritual development programs right now. Our program schedule is pretty filled with spiritual development programs.
Right.
So their needs are definitely being met as far as that goes. But we're looking for volunteers who might be able to come in and work with the Arrow inmates, work with any of the inmates.
Right.
To go over maybe money management or employment skills or something like
that. Sure. And like I say, even keyboarding or the Hope program is specifically for women. And Mary Keller, you oversee the Hope program. They do some pretty neat stuff there. It's a little different from the guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little different from the guys. The females don't have the opportunity to work really in the facility. So we have a program that's called Looms of Hope. It's a one-for-one exchange. So they'll come in, they can crochet whatever they wish, or they can use looms. They make blankets, hats, scarves. They even make little stuffed animals. They can make something for themselves, but they have to donate one item back into the community. And when we get so many blankets or animals or whatever we are, you know, knitting at that time, we'll take them to like a senior center or children and youth for the children. But it's a way for them to give back to mm-hmm. the community, and they really enjoy it.
And we talked about it's productive time.
They're
sitting down, they're putting their talents, their hands, their talents, and their creativity to producing something, whether it's something they're going to provide as a gift or it's something they're going to provide as a gift to the community. Either way, you know, their time is amounting to something physically right in front of them. That's satisfying in itself, and the giving back is just another element of that satisfaction.
It's just an added bonus. I mean, it's a therapeutic thing. I can't tell you how many of my females have unfortunately come back. But they said, oh my gosh, Mary, when I was out, I was knitting, I made this blanket, I did this. But it was something that they learned. It, as simple as it might sound to just you or I, to them, it was a big deal.
And breaking the cycle of addiction, unfortunately, can take a lot of tries. Very few people are able to just stop once they've gotten to the point where they've gone to jail. But once you get to that point, usually things are pretty bad. You know, they fail and fail and fail before they're able to finally succeed. And I think about it when we talk about, you know, domestic violence. There's that, it's hard to break away. It takes a lot of tries before you can break away. It's the same kind of thing. You need to learn the skills. With that one inmate who brought that out with her, it was a skill she took out with her into the community and probably helped for a time, but there's more skills she needs. And that's why we need these volunteers to come in and help out and help to teach them those coping skills or some talent, some hobby that you have that you want to share that you're passionate about. Share it with them and build up that passion in those inmates to give them something to focus on when they get out. You got to find a job. You got to take care of the bills. You got to take care of the family. But if you can find something that gives you pleasure that you can do to take your mind off of all those other things, that much more success.
Well, you know, you mentioned finding a job. One of the hardest things, a lot of them lack self-esteem.
Right.
It's a shame because come in, they don't look at you. There's no eye contact. You know, it takes a while for them to build trust. And then they'll tell you, you go to an interview, it's I have to put felon down, or I have to put that I had a misdemeanor down, and I know they're not going to hire me. They couldn't be more wrong.
Right.
I can't begin to tell you how many employers we've talked to in the community over the years that would rather know that information up front than
make their own decision based on your interview. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of our time. Is there anything you'd like to add? We've done the pitch for volunteers. Why don't we let them know how do they get in touch with you if they do have something they want to share with the inmates?
So anyone who would be interested in becoming a volunteer at the Pike County Correctional Facility, they can reach us at the programs department. The phone number is 570-775-5500 and the extension is 4007. And definitely leave us a message with your name, what you're interested in doing, and we'll give you a call back and talk about what you're interested in bringing up to the jail.
Hopefully we got lots of people's attention and they kind of understand what you guys are up to a little bit better and how they can help. I know, Mary, when we were talking before we started this morning, you said that so many people are so concerned about drug addiction and the heroin epidemic in the community. If you really care, this is how you help.
This is how you help.
People who are looking for help, you know, you're not beating your head on the wall. They already know they're in a position where they can really take advantage of what you have to
help.
You have
a captive audience.
Exactly.
This is someone that's going to, they're like little sponges.
Yeah.
They're going to listen to everything that you say to them.
Yeah.
It's a perfect opportunity.
Well, thank you, ladies. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
And I thank all of you for tuning in. Drop by again next week and we'll talk some more.